No, it will take a while, especially if it comes suddenly. What all you need now is polishing off.
Mm.
You know, that's what it is. It's getting the flow of it now.
Yeah.
And that takes a while.
But he sorted something out for me. I said, because of course now. Yeah, of course. You carry on drying your hair. But what happens now is that I'm coming off the clutch as though it's red hot before the corner.
Yeah.
And if it's a tight one and you're going round it in first, really tight one, then what you need to be doing really is slipping the clutch.
Yeah.
If it's really tight, slipping the clutch in first. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to control it on the accelerator and you can't do it.
You'll be able to, but you can't at the moment.
Mm. And it's much easier to try and control it on the clutch.
Yeah.
But I said to him, is it alright? Am I in danger of coasting if I got my foot on the... If I'm taking a corner in first and I'm slipping, and I've got the clutch, I'm using the engine, but I've not much.
Yeah.
And he said, oh no, that's not coasting.
No.
It's only if you've got the clutch right in.
Yeah.
But in second, my foot should be flat on the floor. He took me round that blooming Argyle Road 3 times.
Oh, the horrible corner.
Yeah, because I told him that was the one. I said, that's the one I overslowed on my test.
Yeah.
And he's told me that it's first gear, right?
Yeah.
So what I was doing, I was coming into it. I was coming in too fast for the gear. Not too fast for the corner, but too fast for the gear.
Yeah.
Shoving it into first. Bring the clutch up quickly, and the car goes and virtually stops.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the fact I was trying to lose too much speed. It was that I changed into first and didn't have
enough revs on the engine
to keep it going. And when I raised the clutch, whereas if I had brought the clutch up part way,
the car would have slowly slowed down to be at the speed that the engine was going
on. Whereas I actually had to, going round the corner, to get myself round the corner, I had to come off the brake and onto the accelerator.
Yeah.
To actually get myself round the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, because you see, I don't remember. I think I take that one in second, you see.
Mm.
But
I took it. He said, well, try it. And we went round it in first. And I went, and he went, then I came round and I did it in second. He said, there, you went too wide there.
Yeah.
You came close to the white line.
Yeah.
And of course, there's always a car parked on the corner as
there's
well.
There's always a car parked on the corner. Deadly. I must admit, I always cheat at that corner. When I'm coming up to it, I don't do it suddenly.
Mm.
As I'm coming up to it, I move fractionally out into the road.
Yeah.
So you've got more room to get round. So if you stick glued to the pavement, it's a hell of a job to get round.
Mm.
Whereas if you're fractionally out further into the road, it's easier.
I didn't have that excuse because there was a car parked before the turning.
Oh, so you had to
I had to be out wide and then turn in.
Yeah.
And there's a car on the opposite side of the road as you turn in. So you go outside one and then round and
you get it.
But that slipping the clutch is really useful.
It is.
I'm beginning to find how useful, because I can keep the revs going.
Yeah.
When I'm not sure what's happening and people are sort of weaving about and things like that, you can use that and you can just tick over and you're ready to move.
Yeah.
if you need to, and you can stop quite quickly if you need to as well.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I mean, there was a situation. These are the roads he's taking me round now. He had me reverse round a corner that was practically blind. Couldn't see what was round the corner. So I was edging round, and it was on a hill, so I had to do it. Every time I stopped, I had to put a handbrake on so I didn't roll.
Yeah.
And edging round the corner, checking all ways, and there was a parked car, there was a van parked the opposite side of the road, so anything turning in had to come over into the path of me.
Yeah.
And coming out of that, there were some cars parked, some other cars trying to drive through. I was coming out trying to turn right, and there was another car waiting to turn left, and he couldn't come in because I was coming out.
Yeah.
So I had to drive out past him, pull over to the other side of the road as much as possible to let him come through and the other cars come through, then I could come.
Yeah.
And doing that, to have the clutch sort of halfway up in first,
you
just
really
sort of
help.
You just sort of tick on round, and it's quite nice, and you've got it all under control. And if you get a chance to go, you can, but if you've got to stop, it's no problem.
Yeah.
And then I got myself in a knot. Because there was a car coming up the road.
Yeah.
Between a lot of parked cars. And there was and I was coming down the road, and all I needed to do was to actually stop where I was, because there was enough room on his side of the road for him to come past the parked car and round me.
Yeah.
A sort of parked car there, and I came up, and he had room to do that.
Yeah.
And what I did was, there was a gap here, and I drove into the gap nose first. And I had to do a hell of a lot of steering to get myself out.
Yeah. But that's things that I still do occasionally.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very, very occasionally. You'll do something and you think, why did I do that? I'm stupid, you know?
Yeah.
And you think,
no, you had no need to do that, he said.
No, occasionally I'll do something like that.
Yeah. Plenty of room for him to get past you.
Yeah. Are you all there? I was annoyed up at Christine's school the other day. I was waiting to meet her. And there's driveways all along that road.
Mm-hmm.
So there's dots where you can park. And
yeah.
There's driveways. It was pouring down with rain one day, so I was going up to meet her, and I got up there. I've learnt now, I leave home at 3:15 if it's raining, and I'm going up to meet her, because it's the only way you can get a parking space up there. So I drove up there. This day, I hadn't left as early, it was while I was learning.
Yeah.
And there was a car parked across a drive, and the car behind him, which was in a space, was going. And it was in quite a big space. I could have got in behind him in any case if I'd reversed in. But when I saw this other chap sat in his car, and then he indicated that he wanted to pull out, so I let him go. Then I drove into his space. Well, then somebody else came and drove in behind me. And the car in front then was sort of, oh yeah, then somebody else came and reversed in front of him. So the car in front that was across the drive was boxed in by this time. I didn't box him in, I just parked behind him, but then somebody else came and parked in front of him. And he was there, and he thought, you could see him looking, you know. He looked at the driveway, and he was looking in his rearview mirror, and then he turned around and looked like this. And then he looked at the front, and he was thinking, my God, I can't get out of here. And all of a sudden, a little car comes out the road, stops, goes beep beep on the horn, I want to get in the drive. This bloke went, ah, ah, and he couldn't do anything. waiting in front, and he flashed his lights at them, so that they realised what was going on by this. I moved forward a bit, I moved back a bit, and he just had enough room, he reversed right up close to me and then got out, but he just had enough room to get out. And since then, I won't park over a driveway up there, because you can bet your life, the one driveway along that road that you park in front is the one that somebody wants to get into.
Yeah.
Oh, right, I better go, actually. Mother will be complaining.
Oh, okay.
Where have you been? You said 3:30.
Well, it's 4:25. What disaster. Oh,
no. It'll be 22 by the time I get home now. It's even worse day.
I better do this washing up, hadn't I?
I
put in for the for my driving test again.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good.
Sometime in the new year now.
What date did you put on the form? Not before.
Well, he's put a month from the last test. Mm.
So. Well, you won't have it around Christmas, between Christmas and New Year.
No.
It'll be in January.
No. I said to him, I don't want, I know I can't have a test soon, but I don't really want another one that soon.
No. But now all that you're doing is polishing your driving off. Mm. And unfortunately that can be a very painful business. Depends.
Yeah.
You might find it easy.
Yeah. What are we doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, well, car needs a wash.
Mm.
And a good variety.
Oh, and Asda
really
are open.
Asda
anyway.
Open. Mm. This is it. Tesco's open as well. We've lost our little driving places now.
Yeah, okay.
Matalan's open. Swerver open.
Yeah. So I can't.
You can have a drive round actually. Round by the Coca-Cola factory, there may be somewhere you can go.
I think what I'm thinking is that this sort of I suppose that any driving would be good.
Yes, it would.
No matter what I do.
Yeah.
But particularly this slipping the clutch in first. Because when you try, if you try and control it on the accelerator, it's really jerky, or it's very difficult to keep it smooth. I wouldn't say it's really jerky, but
I can do it. But I've been driving for 2.5 years, and it's 3 years, and I can only just do it.
Yeah.
It's very. I mean, the foot control is very, very difficult.
And it's so much easier to put some revs on and use the clutch.
It is. But again, you've got to be a bit careful there because it can be misconstrued as coasting. But I mean, if you're obviously doing it and he sees you, you're moving the clutch up and down.
He said something and I couldn't make sense of it.
What did he say?
Because he said that when I came into that corner, I pulled in. I slowed too much and then had to drive round the corner with my left foot flat on the floor. And I thought, shouldn't your left foot be flat on the floor when you corner? And that's probably what he was getting at, that I could have been slipping the clutch.
Yeah.
But when he said it, I thought, I thought I had to have my left foot flat on the floor when I cornered. Because in second, you have to.
Yeah.
In second, it's cut and dry.
Yeah.
You've got to have your foot flat on the floor before you corner.
That corner is an absolute horrible...
Yeah, I know.
It's a corner.
Yeah.
And that one, you've got to drive it differently than most corners.
Yeah.
Because you can't treat that as an ordinary left-hand turn.
No.
It is
but if you can't cope with it...
You've got to be able to
cope with it.
Yeah.
But you've got to treat it as a special case.
Yeah.
And you've got
no, I won't tell you how I was taught to do it, because you see, I was taught to do it very differently.
Mm.
I was taught to do it in first and use the accelerator.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, because he said it will help.
Help with your accelerator control. Yeah.
So, it's different courses for courses, different instructors, different ways of teaching you.
Yeah.
You said you need fine control on the clutch, but you also need it on the accelerator as well.
Yeah.
And he says, well, okay, with your reversing and everything else, you're getting the fine control on the clutch.
So
this
yeah,
will help you to do it on the
accelerator. Yeah, yeah.
So
whereas I'm finding the control on the accelerator difficult in first.
Yeah.
And I got some fine control on the clutch, and I can use that to deal with that particular corner.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
At
any rate,
I'll see you.
See you later.
Yeah.
I'll see you later then. Oh, where's the car keys? I have them on the
I was hiding them with my hand.
Yeah, I know. Do you want a cake? Or is it not too naughty? Christine, can you turn that volume down a bit? It's up too high. Stay. Yes, you want a cake.
Yes.
Bye, sweetheart. Do your hair, please.
Bye. Bye. Hello. Where is it? Oh yeah.
St. Grandma's Road.
No, but it's near.
Whereabouts in Grandma? Whereabouts?
I don't know. It's not far away. Landed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you know where it is?
Not really. Anyway, I'm gonna get started. Okay? It's got no head now, Christine.
Not very well, I'm afraid. He seems to have lost his head. Oh, don't worry about Hermes, he's cool. Oh, you mean really lost his head? I'm sorry, Hermes. This is to save England.
I've seen similar phenomena in chickens, my lord.
This is England, sire.
The modernists! Can you not put an end to this distinction? It has long ceased to be sport.
As your majesty knows, tradition demands you must yield or die. Ha!
Misery. The contest is over down there.
How's Hermes? Done, folks. I'm sorry I yelled at him. Maybe I'll put him together again.
All the king's horses and all the king's men can do that.
Look at this. This is it. Just wait till King Arthur gets a load of this. Come on, let's go.
No trouble, my dear. Anything to get the poor things away from those terrible bombings in London. Come along, love.
Yeah. Hey, what about us?
Oh, yes, what is your name, please?
Rawlings, ma'am.
Rawlings?
Hello.
There's a cauliflower and a bag of potatoes left up there.
I'll go and get them.
It's all right, I'll go and get them.
Okay. I read the instructions again about this thing.
Yeah.
It actually says record all your conversations.
Oh, are you?
I don't know how that will work with work, because they may not want me to.
Well, you can't do it if they don't want you to.
So that's right. Check it out with the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Mum out on Monday.
Yeah.
And we're going to get some more Christmas stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
A few drinks.
Oh, that sounds okay.
Some chocolate. Do you know what I mean?
You're going to take the stamps.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry, I've been a while. I went into Mum.
It's all right.
To take her shopping in, and Uncle Bert was there.
Oh, right.
Seeing as we see him so rarely now, look, don't say anything to Christine, let's just put him for a dinner.
Okay.
She should, and I bought those because, you know, Jane came up.
Yeah.
And she ate two of the vegetable ones. Well, there's two left in there, and that's not enough for you and I.
Right.
So I thought we could have one of those each and five fingers.
Yeah, okay.
So.
No, I dug the information out again and had a read through of it. And it actually says, we'll ask you to record all your conversations.
Yeah.
So it's not for me to sort of sit quietly and listen to it. Record other people's. It's my conversation, so
yeah. Well, it's other people as well, I think, but I mean, you don't have to sit and have a conversation on your own, do you?
No, not very often.
Not unless there's something seriously wrong.
Or unless somebody's fallen asleep or something, you've bored somebody to death. Now, what am I doing?
You do
you? Yes, I do. That's why I put the kettle on.
Right.
I better put these in the freezer for now, hadn't I?
Yeah.
Because we're not going to do Christine's two straight away.
I don't want hot dogs tonight, so do you mind having...
No, not at all.
Right, I'll light the oven. Give it a chance to warm up. We needn't put it in for a bit.
No.
Sorry, that was a long time. I didn't.
It's all right.
Uncle Bert started chatting. I told him we've got a photograph of Christine for him.
Uh-huh.
He said, when we're moving her bedroom around, if we give him a shout, he'll come over and help.
Oh, that's helpful.
Because taking the wardrobe apart and what have you.
Yeah.
I must admit, I would be grateful, because if anything goes wrong...
You can't get it back together.
Can't get it.
Yeah.
No, we're sort of DIY inept.
Yeah.
Oh, and then also for this. You know, we've been thinking of Cribb's Causeway as being the only place to go.
Mm-hmm.
MFI.
Mm.
And it's the colour she wants. And not only has she got drawers, but she's got shelves down that side as
well. Yeah, that looks good.
Look at the price. Yeah.
And MFI isn't far from you.
No. Oh, it is. Brislington.
There was an MFI along...
There isn't anymore, because it was
gone.
Right opposite me.
Ah, right.
But it's not there anymore.
Okay.
But we can get her that, and she can put some books. Yeah. Christine! Christine!
Yeah?
Come and see. You know you originally wanted a white desk, not a black one?
Yeah.
Do you like the look of that, with bookshelves down the side there? Drawers, which is more storage
space than
the other one,
because
the other one only had a
cupboard
down the sofa and no drawers.
What's the matter?
You'd be able to have another present as well, probably.
Well,
it's only cheaper because it's in a sale. It's been reduced down from £40. It was £40 before.
No, if she didn't like it, then we...
Well, you can go and have a look if you like.
Hey.
You don't like it, it's no. Up to you.
What's up?
Nothing.
What's up? There is, we can tell. What's the matter? Tell us.
I like that one, and now you've put me in a different position. I like that one. I have that one, but I like the lockable cupboard on the other one.
Lockable cupboard? There wasn't a lockable cupboard.
Yes, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the other one... Remember, it was a choice of two, wasn't it?
I thought we were getting the one with the drawers. The one with the lockable cupboard is...
It's a bigger one.
It's a bigger one.
Yeah.
I thought we were getting the one... But the only thing is, the other one has got drawers both sides, hasn't it? If I remember rightly.
I'll tell you what, let's take you, don't do that or you'll break it off. Let's take you and you can have a look at this one. Why do you want a lockable cupboard? We don't go from... Well, it's only that. So why do you need a lockable cupboard?
I don't need it, I just like it.
I don't think that one will fit in your bedroom in any case, having looked at the size of the wardrobe and the size of the gap that you've got.
No, it was the other one with the drawers that would...
That we thought would fit.
A smaller one. No, we'll have a look around
this
to see what they've got.
Just furniture. Okay? Whereas Argus does a lot of other things as well. So if we take you over there, you can have a look and see if there's anything you really fancy. I know it's awful torturing you, making you actually have to decide for yourself.
I like having a lockable cupboard on, but...
I
don't think that one will fit in
as well.
Yeah.
If they took out one of those drawers and had a lock or cupboard, I'd have it, no question.
Yeah. Well, let's go and have a look, okay? Don't make up your mind one way or the other, because we'll have to take our tape measure.
What's that? Jaffa or cake?
There's icing on the gingerbread man, you're not going to write that in there.
After our cake, is she?
She's after the icing off of our cake, not our cake. And she's not having it.
Do you want a gingerbread man with your cup of tea?
Well, she had a couple of biscuits. She had one of those snack things and an orange chocolate biscuit. Mm. And I said, well, if you have that now, you better eat your dinner. And that was about an hour ago now.
I see. You're torturing
my
child again, aren't you?
That's right, I'm being exceedingly cruel to her.
Child line. I got us a Hovis loaf. It looked thicker sliced than the other one.
Hmm.
I'm sure they have a gingerbread man if you want it. I won't let Daddy beat you up.
Yeah. On tape. Your letter says what we would like you to do is to record all your conversations with other people except telephone conversations over a 1 week period. I want us to record as much as I can.
Yeah.
Which is fair enough. That's what I'll do. It doesn't say anything about background noise or anything.
No.
So, if the television's on or the radio's on or something. Yeah.
I'm just an appendage.
I love that cat.
It's so fluffy.
Wow.
They must have worked on that cat for hours to get him to look as bad as that.
Oh, I didn't realise that was on. They had Doctor in Distress on this afternoon.
Oh, we've got that, though.
Yeah. We've got Jaws the Revenge on at 7:45. It's a choice between that and a Royal Variety performance. No choice at all, is it? So we'll have a look at it, shall we? Yeah, second tape. It actually says that to only tell people if they ask what you're doing. Because if people know they're being recorded, they tend to...
Well, I must admit, I wondered. Because it gets ridiculous and everyone gets very stilted as to what they'll say.
Yeah.
You know, and unless you're going to have a long conversation with someone where they get used to it.
Mm. Yeah.
Now it says in here, explaining what you are doing. When you are recording a conversation, you will need to explain to the other people involved what you are doing and why.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, it may be better to do this after the conversation has finished, unless they ask you directly what you are doing.
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
And they say that if you're just sort of walking around, unless you're actually on your own.
Yeah.
Pardon me. It's just, it pays just to run it, just to keep it going continuously.
I wrote this for your head, Carrie. It's moving with me. Thank you. Oh, it's Dennis and I. Oh? Have you been to the
hospital? I must admit, you'll get through the tapes a lot quicker that way, won't you?
Yeah.
And, I mean, when we're at home, like we are now, we're usually talking, saying something.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm staying right here. But why, Charlie? All that rubbish about a travelling bed. It won't work. That's why.
Carrie, I've told me to pull the bed out. We don't want to scratch the wall when we take off, do we?
Now, how's a rubbish big bed like that going to get out of this room with those little windows?
I don't know, Charlie. There's a great many things about magic that I don't know. We'll just have to find out.
Lovely. Just so as you leave me out of it. I don't fancy making a fool of myself. What's come over you lately, Charlie? You're no fun anymore.
Help me to tidy up the bed, Carrie. We don't want to go to London with an unmade bed. How old is Charles?
11, going on 12.
Oh!
I see. That's what my father...
Big is on.
...the age of not believing.
Big?
Big.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah, on Wednesday. Tom Hanks and Elizabeth Perkins, a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. A 12-year-old makes a wish at a fairground fortune-telling booth that he could be big, and the next morning is astonished to find that he's fully grown.
Mm.
In the adult world, he finds success at work and discusses romance, but soon learns that being a grown-up is not all that it's cracked up to be. It's a 2-hour film on Wednesday night.
Oh, lovely. That's one that we'd probably like to watch and record.
Yeah.
8
o'clock.
Good.
It's got Tom Hanks, isn't it? And
yeah.
It's Sam. And here, they change places.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But they still act the age they was before. Mm. So the 12-year-old acts like a grown-up. Yeah, so the 12-year-old acts like a grown-up. Repeat after me. Well, you think if you were suddenly in my body, I'd be a grown-up acting like a child, wouldn't I?
Amelia Brown.
Very good. Headmaster, correspondent, College of Witchcraft.
Headmaster, correspondent, College
of Witchcraft, London.
Of Witchcraft, London.
Now, when I say
good. Well, they got the drowning pool on again.
And turn it
sorry, the drowning?
The drowning pool. That's Paul Newman and Janet, Joanne Woodward. That's the one where they get trapped in this place and it's filling with water. They get trapped in a place and it's filling with water, and they're gonna drown because it's filling with water, and they gotta get out before the room fills with water completely.
I don't ever remember seeing that.
Oh. Oh, it's a very good film. We record it. It's on Friday night. What do they say about Jaws the Revenge then?
Didn't get a very good writing at all.
Two stars. The fourth part of the Shark Saga. With only Lauren Gary, the police chief, Roy Schneider's wife, surviving the first two.